Go ahead and call her
Blog
and conference her in. Call her now. Yeah, call her. You stay on the phone. Just click the button once and dial her number and then merge her in to the line. We're streaming.
One.
Yeah, we're streaming live now, so just call her.
And just dial her number.
Dial her number once you merge her in. When she picks up, just click the button once and she'll be merged into the show because I'm on the radio now. Her phone probably doesn't have access to call in. We're waiting on the pastor to call in to speak.
Only what you do for Christ will last. Remember only what you do for Christ will last. Only what you do will be counted. Only what you do will last. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good and is worthy tonight to be praised. I don't know about you today, but it's been a good day. Being in the presence of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'd just like to give thanks right now to my chief apostle, Dr. Mary Osbury. Hallelujah. Thank God for her, the chief apostle, who has given me an opportunity to bring the word of God. I'd like to thank everyone that is on the line at this present time to know that whatever you're going through, there is power in prayer. And just for a few minutes, I want to bring to you in Colossians, the fourth chapter. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come, Lord, remove me from this front line, oh God, that you use me for your glory and for your honor, that I may bring your word, Lord, and let your will be done. In Jesus' name, touch hearts tonight, oh God. You know what they stand in need of. And I know that you're able to fix it in the name of Jesus. I'd like to thank God for another day. Thank God for the last month in the year 2022, the first Saturday in the month. And we give you glory. We give you honor. There's some that didn't make it this far, but I give him praise that the Lord is good and he's worthy to be praised. I just like to read for you in Colossians, the third chapter, the sixth verse, starting with the fifth verse, it says, mortify therefore your members. That means you that are on this line, which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, affection, evil, covetousness, which is idolatry. For which thing said the wrath cometh on the children of disobedience. And the seventh verse says, in the which ye also walk sometimes when ye live in them. But now that you put all these anger, wrath, malice, blaspheme, filthy conversation out of your mouth, starting tonight, lie not one to another, seeing that he had put off the old man with his deeds and had put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after you do and create the right thing. And if I would use for a text for a few minutes, I would say, what kind of prayer life do you have as a Christian? Are you true and honest and doing the things that God wants you to do? Let me tell you that in Colossians, the fourth chapter, it says, Master, give unto your servant that which is just and equal, and knowing that he also has a master in heaven. Instead of it being something we do every day, like breathing and eating and walking and talking, it seems to have become like that little glass covered bowl on the wall that says, break case of emergency. It is true that so very often we associate prayer with crisis in our lives today. We go through a lot of crisis. We go through a lot of struggle in this Christian journey. Prayer is the key that unlocks the door. Prayer is most important. Most important. And we need to have a prayer life every day that God spare us to live. Now, for the believers, it remains one of the greatest gifts our Lord has given us outside of salvation. Prayer is with persistence. Paul began by saying, devote yourself to prayer, or continue earnestly in prayer. in the original language, it says continually, steadfastly in prayer, and not half-stepping. Be serious about praying to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus ever told on prayer. Jesus ever told on prayer. One in Luke 10 and the other in Luke the 11th chapter. Now he was telling them a parable to show them that at all times they ought to pray and not to lose heart. And in Luke, the 11th chapter is where we find the promise that says, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be open to you. And at this moment, whatever you need, seek God for the answer. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Some people, some individual, someone on this line right now have given up. Some have think it's easy to serve our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. They quit because they say they don't feel like praying and the joy is gone in their lives. Feeling is gone in their lives. But we are not to live by our feeling, but in living, but we should live by the commandment of our Lord, who tell us to pray without ceasing. I say this, you pray with me. I won't be on the line too long. But there are times in our life we are still on every leaning side, tempted of Satan to make us give up the reading of the Holy Word and pray when our enjoyment is gone in our lives. But my Bible tells me, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all his righteousness shall be added unto you. So much prayer meant to you today in your life. Do you pray on a regular basis, or once a month, or once a week, or twice every 6 months? But God wants to do a new thing in you. But you must pray for communication. Prayer brought him a measurable power at the beginning, and yet the flow, unbrokenness, and undimness have become in his life. Things have become so difficult in our lives and the necessity of temptation come to us more and more as we live from day in and day out. But my Bible is telling me today it's time now to get a right relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In Luke, the 23rd chapter, he hung on the cross a life living in passionate prayer will enable us to maintain that spirit even in difficulty of circumstance, even in difficulty circumstance, even when we get confused and don't know what to do, but we can call on Jesus because Jesus is on the main line and tell him, yeah, and tell him what you want. I don't know about you right now, but Jesus is calling you to come unto me. All you there are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke on me and learn of me. Jesus always prayed with compassion because he knew it was talking to, and he knew that prayer changes things. God is telling you right now to make a right decision. He's telling you enough is enough. You've been through the drugs. You've been hormoning. You've been fornicating. You've been gambling. Enough is enough. Time now to turn your life over to God. Because tomorrow is not promised to no one. He wants you to know today that compassionate prayer, give practice, passionate prayer, impact the lives of others. And in the Garden of Gethsemane, it is only through passionate prayer that we can pour out our hearts to God. He hung on the cross, you and I, and we will have a right to prayer is from the heart. Prayer is from the heart. And in the Sermon on the Mount, as Jesus instructs on prayer, it is here that we find the Lord's Prayer. But just before the Lord's Prayer, what does he said, when you pray, do not use meaningless fiction as the Gentiles do. The Jews are around the world. They now send prayer and fast into the wailing wall. prayer is so important in our lives today. Pray with thankfulness. Pray with thankfulness. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much. In Ephesians 5th chapter, the 20th verse 8, tells us that thanksgiving is a natural result of being filled and walking under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 4th chapter, the 6th verse 8, and it tells us to be anxious for nothing, but in everything, we should pray, give thanks as we make our petition known to God. First Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, says in the 18th verse, it tells us that giving thanks at all times. Giving thanks at all times, no matter when you're up and no matter when you're down. But if you lift the name of Jesus, when the praises go up, hallelujah, the blessing comes down. I don't know about you, but I know in my Father's house, and it was not so, I would not have told you, but I go, to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. Hallelujah. Give thanks and make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Your gratitude. Yes, Lord. Prayer makes intercession. Prayer in our lives. I don't know about you today, but if you pray, Jesus will hear you. If you pray, Jesus intercede for you on this line, asking the Father to send the Holy Spirit. He's praying right now for you and you. And even the church in his high priestly prayer, listen to the intercession naturally, and knowing if you ask, it shall be given unto you. Romans 8 chapter said, and it tells us that Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for you on this line, you, and he is able to save you forever. Those who draw near to God and through him, because he always lives in you and I. Jesus, my Lord, he's waiting with stretched arms, waiting for you to come to Jesus while you have this chance. Paul was always concerned doing the will of God. How many of your hand are directed at the expansion of his eternal kingdom rather than the expansion of our petty kingdom. If you was able to crystallize your prayer, knowing how much time do you spend in prayer each day, how much time would you spend praying for your family? How much time do you spend praying for your health, and everybody else that's standing in need of prayer? Jesus wants you to pray continually for your families and your loved ones. How much time do you pray for the lost who are headed to hell? How much time do you take out each day when you hustling and bustling from day in and day out, going to and fro? How much time do you spend in the Word of God? How much time do you study God's Word and apply it to your life, totally surrendering your life totally to Him? How much time do you pray for others when you pray for God's Word to be done, for His will to be accomplished? He will begin to use you, as and you can grow the way God wants you to grow. Not our will, but let His will be done in my life. I don't know about you right now, but it's time now to focus on what you want God to do for you. God has time. God has time answers for your prayer. Whether it's yes, whether it's no, or maybe you need to wait and see what God has prepared for you, and you, and you on this line. Prayer opens our spiritual eyes. Yes, it does. It opens our eyes to see good. Open our eyes to know that He got a work for you to do on this line. Stop being slowful. Stop being lazy. Stop not doing the work that God has planned and a purpose for you in your life. God is not dead. He's alive. God, open. Please open your eyes right now. I want to enable you to see what God is doing, to see things we all blind without prayer. God answers you. God speaks to you right now. God wants to show you miraculous things, supernatural things to do for the upbuilding of God's kingdom. Prayer enables you on this line. You know who you are, to go forward, to move forward in the name of Jesus. Prayer engages God. enables God's people and enlarge the kingdom. Jesus said, without me, you can't do nothing. Are you persistent in your prayer? What about gratitude? How much time do you think in thanking God for what he has done for you? Are you on the right road and on the positive note today? Yes. I know that to the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, to know that our lives in the midst of this trying and you and Jesus grow in the admonition of your word. True Christian, true Christian, honest in the life of this journey as walking a new life in Christ Jesus. We give you glory and we give you honor. Turn now to lift up your head, all the gates, and be lifted to the last kingdom. Amen. We just give you glory, Lord. Hallelujah.